Request advice.
With a firm tone of voice, the man maniac Lydell hands behind back.
Well, that was a nice move, dumbass.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha!
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I always say, if you don't feel like a pervert, you ought to act like one.
Upload everything. I want to get it all on the internet tonight.
This is my boomstick! The 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. S-Mart, top of the line. You find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Retails for about $109.95. Got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You got one person online. The workload is enough for like 10 users. I can get a hacker.
Bang! Wagon!
I want to get online. I need it! I'm coming for Scooter.
I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head. Implant. Wet wire. I had to dump a chunk of long-term memory.
Did you bring me a monkey?
Leroy Jenkins!
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Warning. Warning. Spank Wagon Radio is now on the air.
It's
Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh, shit. Ladies and gentlemen. I think I got their attention.
I got to stop turning the headsets.
You really? Because you turn those headsets up.
I do. And I got to stop doing that right off the bat.
And I do that every single show.
Yeah, you do. It is pretty annoying, I got to say.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
This is Spank Wagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I am Claude Balls. Am I on?
You're on.
I'm on.
It's these new ear.
It's
the headsets. They are tight.
They are. That's very unpleasant for me because I can't hear my own voice.
Too bad we could be there now. Much better. You're right. It is much better when we can't hear your own voice.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yes. No comment from Claude. Of course, our other co-host.
Third miking as usual is third miking. Mr. Murphy.
Yes, Mr. Murphy now.
Mr. Murphy.
So it's sort of like when he was going through the evolution of Claude Balls. Because one week he was like Claude Balls, the next week he was Muslim, so he was Kareem E. Balls.
Then I became a Muslim pirate, so I was Kareem E. Black Balls. Could they be chocolate salty balls?
That was already taken.
Yeah. You know, all this talking about balls, cliche. It's a wonder that Gunter's in love with you, Trench, and not
the guy who has balls in his
balls
name.
Balls over there.
So, all right.
Gunter, is this someone you picked up in Europe?
No. That's the host of Shitty Mitty.
Gunter and Tom Rectum.
Yes.
Ah, yes. I'm sorry. I thought maybe you picked up a new cabana boy.
No.
But speaking of cabana boys.
Oh, dear God.
Who else do we have in the studio today?
Actually, this is weird because I swear to God, Claude says he leaves and people show up to make amends. Okay, that's not your mic. Try that.
You got to speak right into the mic.
Number two.
Okay.
That doesn't matter. Like it's
there
big,
we go.
There
oh,
we go.
My God.
Get on it like it's a big cock. There you go.
So he does.
But stop deep throating.
Wow. He does. He's like, oh, okay. This is my We have in studio. We have in studio.
Someone legendary we've spoken about in the
past. We've spoken about you for
legendary.
5 years.
I'm legendary.
The boy, the myth, the legend himself.
My mythology and ethos has gone beyond. Yes.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-S-T-I-T-S.
That's right.
And there's the reason
why. There it is.
Why.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. You thought we were kidding. No.
No, that laugh is it. All right, so we have Stitz here with us. We have Murphy, Claude, myself. You're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
Don't forget, you could join us, since we're just starting this up today. You could join us online, irc.slashnet.org, /LVRocks. Or if you're too slow to figure that shit out, go ahead, go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat. We guarantee you tonight is a show worth watching and listening to.
It definitely is.
Because, why don't you tell them why?
Because we're going to kick Crippled Boy here off of the mic later on tonight.
Yeah.
We don't have a spare mic?
No, we don't.
No, come on. It'd be more fun to kick the cripple off.
We're going
to
kick the cripple off.
I want him to have his own mic because I think it'd be worth
it. Okay, well, we'll work on miking another person.
We will get some. Okay.
So, but anyhow, we'll still kick the cripple boy.
Ow!
Okay, I only see one hand over there, dude. What are you doing? Oh. So, anyhow, what we're going to have is
we're going to have a
look at that. So, how long was that? 3 weeks you went without
three? 3 weeks without a pipe.
Yeah, but he did say pipe.
He did say pipe.
Oh, did he say pipe? See, I wasn't paying attention.
I said pipe.
I was listening to background.
So anyway, the reason we've got to get
another mic. Who's coming into the show tonight?
Tonight, boys and girls, we are going to have Mistress Jessica the Sexpert, a self-professed expert in sex.
Self-proclaimed
expert in sex.
So we're finally going to get answers. Maybe we could finally, after 4 years, answer the question, can women pee standing up?
I believe so.
We could finally answer your question. We could finally answer.
Hell, we could answer it right now. Stitz?
Oh, that was low blow, man.
I gotta rip him. He's leaving. I gotta rip him.
Yeah, you're leaving too.
I'm going to a better place.
Yeah, Hawaii.
Yes.
You're going to Hawaii. Now, why are you going to Hawaii?
Why not?
Try talking into the mic, dude.
Yeah, you got to get right on.
Bring the mic towards you.
That's fine.
Yeah, it moves.
It moves. You move.
It's Hawaii. It's got a great marine biology program. I can scuba
marine
dive
biology.
Every day.
Okay, so
You're going for dolphin sex.
Let me translate. Stitz heard the women are loose and the beaches are nice.
Pretty much.
There you go.
Right on.
Right then and then. Sold my house, sold my cars.
Damn. So you sold the DeLorean, you sold your golf.
No, the golf actually will be going with me. I take that back.
It's kind of like a reverse version of the Beverly Hillbillies, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of sounds like it, actually. Yeah. Are you ready to
tell
pay?
You a little story about a man named Stitz.
Are you ready to pay the amount of the cost of living in Hawaii?
It's actually lower than San Diego now.
Really? Oh, yeah. Okay.
That says a lot.
That says a huge amount because I remember back when.
Well, like beef is still somewhat expensive. Fish is obviously
beefy.
Cheap.
Yes.
Veggies
are
slightly
fish
more
eater?
Expensive.
Are you
of
a
course.
Fish eater? Okay.
But more importantly, spam is still a dime a dozen.
Oh.
Dude, they love their spam over there.
Spam isn't that cheap, man.
No, the chubby boys love their spam. That's just
the Samoans.
Yeah.
Though you're gonna walk up to a Samoan and call him a chubby boy.
Of course.
Oh my God.
Sweet.
Your foot is the least of your problems.
I fear nothing. I especially don't fear a 7 foot tall, 400 pound man.
Named. So that's right, boys and girls. Have your sex questions ready for Mistress Jessica the Sexpert.
We'll actually have her in the last part of the show. So prepare, and we will require you to call in. So we are going to make sure everybody knows the number. Claude?
1-866-LV-ROCKS, Las Vegas locals, 383-8120.
So later on, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Kind of dials out to 1-866-587-6257.
I don't remember.
Or if you're local here in Vegas, 383-8120.
Guys, please, I worked hard to get her in here. Call. Make it worthwhile. I mean, how many chances are, most of you going to get to actually talk to a woman and not have to give her your credit card number first? Get on the phone.
Yeah.
Ask the questions.
This is the stuff you won't ask your girlfriend.
What are her credentials?
Well, she's self-proclaimed. She has shit for credentials.
I spoke to her for quite a while, and she impressed me.
She impressed you?
She impressed me.
Did she teach you anything that you did not know?
Not as much as I didn't know, but confirmed some things from the female point of view.
Confirmed, such as?
You know what? Let's wait for her to get
okay,
here for that.
Okay.
I don't want to give away too many details. See, in the radio biz, they call that a tease.
I'm learning
three
this
fucking
new
weeks.
Lingo.
Three fucking weeks. And now he's a self-proclaimed expert. 3 fucking weeks, dude.
So what'd you do to practice for the show? Watch radio?
Pretty much. Yeah, I watched, Newsnight and listened to some radio.
You're a big Howard Stern fan.
Dude, that's not funny. I fucking hate that hook-nosed bastard.
Really?
So you're
really
anti-Semitic,
hate
too?
I hate him.
Now he's anti-Semitic. Nice. Okay.
Yeah, no.
Well,
hey,
that's
hey,
the
yeah.
case.
I
we got
hate,
a problem here.
I hate everyone equally.
Oh, wow, there's another cliche. Are you looking up fucking DeLorean shit on your
laptop? No, I'm actually checking my mail for job offers, that's all.
He's doing the show.
Preferably involving DeLoreans.
Yeah, really.
Or cabanas. So,
who knows, man? Maybe they'll have a
job.
Hey,
actually, I wanted to cover some stuff that we've covered in the show. Remember when we had the show? It was titled Cadbury Spank.
Yes, Cadbury Spank.
Now, that was Margaret Thatcher's son, wasn't it?
Yes, because what they were going to do was Margaret Thatcher's son was arrested in Africa for going to try to lead some kind of revolution, and the dictator of said country
revolution
was actually going to eat his testicles. Literally.
Yes, literally was babies. Going to...
Was and, this like Zaire or Zimbabwe?
You're some close. Shit like that. Yeah, you're really close. I mean, it was...
close. I was going to say, like, you know African geography.
They have black people. Shit.
You know, I know what the
fuck. So does the guy across the street. Someone start doing the radio for them and clicks and whistles. Holy shit!
Oh my god!
The fucking retarded circle jerk. All right.
Al Sharpton spinning in his Jerry curl chair.
I'm saying he's not dead yet.
That's disgusting. Because all I can picture is just the grease flinging off, like spin art.
Basically, here we have the Carol Thatcher. Margaret Thatcher's daughter was on a reality TV where she had to reality TV where she had to eat kangaroo balls.
Now, it'd be funny if they tricked her and actually made her eat her brother's testicles. I think that'd be funny.
So I saw that.
It's reality
I had
TV.
To mention that.
That's too harsh. That's like the South Park. Ha 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 ha. You ate your parents.
I think it's very good. It's
I lick your tears.
No, it's incestuous cannibalism.
Incestuous cannibalism.
Forced incestuous.
Well, that's
cannibalism.
Not a sex act in and of
no,
itself.
I don't think it's a sex act. Well, you know, they say food is sensuous. Oh. They say food is sensuous. Why not? I guess, you know, Claude licks his pasta.
He has, don't paint that mental picture.
He goes out to eat. He doesn't order beef tips. He orders beef curtains.
Oh.
That's right.
There you go. So I figured that was worth anybody who's listened to us for a long time remembers us talking about Margaret Thatcher's son having his balls cooked and eaten by some dictator. Well, now her daughter eats kangaroo balls. You got to wonder, though, did they like do their homework, maybe check for, I don't know, insensitivity of this?
Well, I'm just kind of curious, man. Do they actually have like a creamy, semen-y center?
You mean like a Cadbury egg?
Yes.
I don't think so.
More importantly, did she start crying?
No, she liked it.
Oh, that's
she
even
liked
more
it.
Disturbing.
Yeah, she liked it. She's all into kangaroo nuts.
Now, you're from the Midwest where they eat Rocky Mountain oysters.
No, I've never eaten a Rocky Mountain oyster. I could say that very safely. I've never had a Rocky Mountain oyster.
You never have?
Never have.
Okay.
Willingly or unwillingly. I've never had.
Notice he's not saying he's never had balls in his mouth. He's just saying he's never had Rocky Mountain oysters.
I've never had balls in my mouth either, then.
He has.
They were resting. They were resting on his chin.
No male reproductive organ has been near or in Mark's mouth. I think that's just
kind of that's pretty much it. Yeah. No male reproductive organ ever has been anywhere near my head. My
so what about the priest?
Not the prostate. Not the milk's gland.
Good question, but no, not even the priest at Disneyland.
Speaking
the priest you slept with at
if
Disneyland.
The priest is out there,
at Disneyland.
There is a chance that the priest is listening. Yes, you know who you are, and you know we're talking about you.
Yes.
You bastard.
All right, so we want to remind everybody, we're not actually going to listen, pay attention to the chat room when our guest comes on tonight.
You have to
you
call in.
You have to call in, people, because we're trying to, see, this is what we call training our audience. Figure if we could get you guys trained, and we're being honest here, if we can get you trained to call in every once in a while, it'll be good. It'll be really good.
Guys, you got to remember, this is your show as much as our show. I mean, we're here for you, so call us. Tell us what you think. If you think I'm an asshole, call me an asshole. If you think, you know, Trench is a cow-tipping farm boy, then by all means, agree with the rest of us.
That was the two intros ago before we moved to the studio. I just want to point that out.
But you're still a cow-tipping farm boy. Anyway, look, guys, pick up the phone.
What fucking farm am I near?
You're in Iowa, dude. Where's there not a farm?
I'm not in Iowa now, am I?
No, but you were.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What's that on your shirt?
I can't really say one thing.
All right, University of Northern Iowa. Okay, all right.
Iowa is better than Kansas. I have to vouch for that. If you meet people from Kansas, then you meet people from Iowa. Iowa, man, it's like, you know, culture.
You have culture. There you go.
Is it just me, or is he sucking the humor right out of the joke?
I don't know. No. I'm waiting. Right now, he seems so, like, whacked out on Quaaludes. This is not the normal...
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Oh, wait, do we call him Stitz or Tit?
It doesn't matter.
Tit. This is not the normal Tit that we know that we've grown to
tolerate. You know what?
Tolerate.
Anyone who's been drinking with Tit, though, realizes this is him when he gets drunk.
Really?
He alcohol has the exact opposite effect on him as it has on everybody
fucking
else.
Quaaludes.
He's just
so
like,
does cocaine, weed, and LSD.
Right on. Okay.
Spank Wagon Radio.
That's right. You've had only.
You've experimented with all those, huh?
Not LSD.
Not. Shrooms. I was gonna say, what was the LSD like? You know, because supposedly you go in
actually,
with a friend.
I was very disappointed did with you, shrooms. Did you help I have them? To say that.
No, I was not there actually. I didn't get a chance to partake of the shrooms. And because I will be changing jobs soon, I can't have shit like that on a on a drug test.
Yeah.
What's that?
Somebody.
Oh, that
the
was
quiz,
it was
quiz.
It was with my pasta.
Yeah,
it was with my. I licked it.
Toe says he's from Kansas, so there you go. I guess you're
already.
Just you have successfully
excellent.
Alienated listeners already.
No, he's not going to tell.
You've only been here 20 minutes.
Fuck that guy, Tit. Turn in.
Now, you were on mushrooms, so what was that like?
That was actually very disappointing because they gave me
a rash,
like a third of an ounce, and they said, okay, take a little bit at first, you know, chill, see what happens. So I take a little bit, nothing happens. So I take all of it, and I'm still, like, working on the computer and everything, and, like, white light got a little brighter, but that was really it. I was very disappointed.
So you didn't see, like, fairies and shit like that?
No.
Now, you too, though. Both of you, you've had absinthe.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you've done...
That's a Mickey Mouse drink.
That's a Mickey Mouse drink.
Scotch. Scotch does more to me than absinthe.
No. See, this is what happened with me and absinthe. I had the glass of absinthe with the water and the fire and fire. Let's combine fire and hallucinogenic drugs. Yes. So I had that, and I was like, that's not a whole lot. Then I had another one. Nah, it's not a whole lot. Then I did a shot. And everything in your brain becomes very, very lucid, and you're very clear, and everything is awesome, and you have all these great ideas. Unfortunately, you have no way to express them because your brain has become disconnected from the rest of your body. I spent an hour and a half laying on the couch looking at my roommate.
Does that not sound like a lot of scotch? I mean, I need to go over this.
So while you were saying this, what was happening in your mind, man?
Dude, I was having a great conversation.
Now, I want to point out something here. Is I remember the first time you've ever had any alcoholic drink.
Yeah.
And that was at Texas Station with Ebony. And he's like, have a cognac. And you're like, oh, what's this? And you're like, this is great. To the bar he goes.
Pretty much.
Now, didn't he anger your wife, too?
Oh, he's angered everybody at least three times.
I've got to be honest. I tell people what I think.
Okay, let's see. He's angered your wife. How did he do it?
He basically said that women have their place.
Okay.
And that pissed my wife off.
He angered my ex-wife by pretty much the same comment. Then he angered a friend of ours' wife by locking her 4-year-old daughter out on the porch. He angered...
You locked a kid out?
Yeah.
The kid was just pissing me off, so I put him outside, shut the door. I'm like, fuck him. He's an animal.
Wow!
Yeah.
Wow.
It was great.
Fuck.
And then there's the fact that my dog is obsessed with his balls.
That makes no sense. This dog just runs full circle, just
right
pops,
in his balls.
Right.
Everybody else, he jumps on and he gets all. But no, Tit, he's just right for the sack.
Is he obsessed or is he just trying to cock punch you every time?
No, he's obsessed. He is obsessed.
It's disturbing. It actually is disturbing.
He has to get his nose right into his crotch every fucking time.
Wow.
It's bad.
Wow.
Meat shorts.
Meat shirts. So you apparently, because you used to torment kids too, or at least you're
used to. It sounds like it's pretty healthy and going.
Well, you
on.
Used to babysit for like, was it your sister or aunt or someone?
My sisters.
And what you would do is you would load them up on sugar and shit.
My half sisters. What I would do is I'm the best uncle. Those kids love me.
Of course,
they're my own family. I mean, I have to treat them right. I mean, they could backstab me when I'm 85, right? So what I'll do is when I get my you know, I'm
wait,
a good
better
uncle.
Next time, asshole. I got a rash.
I'll go and I'll shoot them up with tons of candy. I'll you know buy him really
shoot
loud
him up.
Toys.
He ties him down, fucking pops a vein on him.
Exactly.
Fucking shoots him.
You know,
up.
I just I'll do every. You know, I'll say, what do you guys want to do? Oh, we want to go to Baskin Robbins. We want to go to GameWorks. Whatever they want to do, fine. Let's go do it. And you know, I'll seem like the nicest person on the planet. In addition to that, you know, I'll give
fucking
him the noisiest.
Ties him to the hood of the car.
I'll give him the noisiest toys humanly imaginable, like drum sets and stuff. And then I'll take him back home.
You're so not allowed to.
And I get called. I get called every time within 2 hours. And I'm called every name in the book.
That's great.
What the fuck are you doing?
That's so awesome. Basically, you're going to be that one uncle that has his own private stash and like the vintage erotica collection. But doesn't do anything. Like, you know, you're cool to the kids. You give them do like whatever they want. And then you're like the anti-role model.
They want
to be like you, but their
exactly.
parents don't like you.
You know, they are the future, and I need to control, you know, the dynasty. That's what it comes down to.
The dynasty.
Seriously, you seriously need to quit hitting this counter, though. Oh, my God. Every time you do, everything over here shakes. And what the fuck?
The dynasty. Can you imagine that procreating?
Thank you. Part of my brain just shut down.
I'm sorry,
what
but...
What are you talking about? Come on.
Well, you successfully did.
Yeah, well, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
No one knew if you were a
good
breeding stock. My child
is just the seventh sign, okay? The fact of you procreating has got to be some sort of twisted perversion of science.
It'll be awesome.
No, it ain't a twisted perversion of science. It's criminal law. Okay? It's criminal. All right. You're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
And right now we're just kind of bullshitting. I mean, we got tons of fucking news to do.
Where are your questions, people? There is send your questions.
Maybe he'll have like a daughter one day, and she'll grow up and marry your son.
I don't know if I'd want Roger to marry him. If it's anything like him, I'll be thinking about my daughter getting anally raped every night.
Okay, so maybe you'll have a son that'll, you know, get his stepdaughter.
I don't want to think about that either.
Because his,
again,
his,
blah, blah,
his
blah,
son would wind up getting anally raped every night.
Night, yeah.
What are you talking about? What, that's a harsh thing to say about your daughter.
Buy a Samoan. Call me.
That's great.
Hey, my girl.
It's good to know that in your family, pegging is hereditary.
You know what it is? My little girl doesn't take any shit from anyone, and that's what it comes down to.
She's going to be a lesbian then.
No, she's not going to be a lesbian, but I. When that kid wants something, she'll kick anyone in the face to get it.
Yeah, I would never. I wouldn't take the lesbian route with his kid. That would be.
Oh, now you're saying that's bad humor? That's poor taste?
I just imagine the kid somehow coming on the show at some point in time and swiftly kicking someone
and
in the
Sweetie, I know you're listening. I'd just like to say, yes, that is Stitz next to me saying this and Robert across the way. So she'll probably be coming down to the show here eventually.
And kicking him.
Kicking you in the foot and probably ripping off a sideburn. So.
Well, come whoa. More the merrier. Well,
your wife is one of the most wonderful people on the planet. I need to say that right now.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
You know what? If
his wife is one of the few women I can actually get along with.
Yeah.
Damn, you are like the white Arsenio Hall.
Wait,
nothing
Arsenio
bad
Hall's
to
not
say
white?
About anybody, no, man.
Nothing bad to say about anybody.
What about Jay Leno? Jay Leno has anything bad to say about anybody.
Fuck Jay Leno.
All right.
Apparently
Jay Leno hates
does.
My car. That's enough for me.
What are you talking about? Anything bad to say? I have bad things to say about four-year-old children. I walk outside the cold winter night.
How long ago was that, by the way?
Oh, 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years.
Yeah, that,
five
kid's,
years.
That kid's 9 years old. Now he can probably hold a gun. We shouldn't meet.
That's great.
Dude, I've seen video on Google Video that of like a four-year-old holding a gun. So I mean, that's
and successfully firing it.
Dude, what is going on?
Are you having problems?
I feel like these guys' mics are up super loud. Like it's
in your ears.
I know.
It's all on you, man.
I know. I just farted again. Sorry.
I heard that. Yeah. I can actually hear it through the sound deadening.
I'm trying to get it all out because I don't want to fart with the sex.
Oh, part. I see. So you're gonna fucking kill us? We're all gonna be dead. That door opens and they're gonna die from the smells in here.
Yeah, well.
Oh, well.
Do they even know how to get down here?
Yes.
Dude, no, I'm surprised his ass showed up, because Stitz walked up, he's like...
Quite frankly, we're surprised Stitz can find his way out of his house.
Dude, no.
No, I'm not.
He knows his way around town. I'm not... But the studio is such in a very much out-of-the-way place here in Pallettville that...
It's the hood.
The LV Rocks compound.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Flying J brought me once before. That was the trick.
What, did you guys go parking?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah, we did, and I think at one point we were like... You were asking Queen Hesh if she knew someone that like had LSD.
I didn't ask her. They do mention that previously, and I was like, "Oh, great, a connection I have no idea about." And then I met her and saw her, and I was like, "Eh, well, you know, maybe." I never said anything.
LSD. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, that's not something I'd want to mess with, especially if you don't know the person. Just to be safe. You don't want to get like
usually,
God knows what.
From what I've read, they want to take you. You want to go down with a group of people you're comfortable with.
Yeah, because like the worst thing that can happen
like
is
the DEA?
People start. Yeah, apparently like
if
you're
down.
Very suggestive on it, and if people start telling you things, you can have a really really bad trip.
Yeah,
oh, that'd be so great. I'd love to fuck with people.
That'd be great.
No, like
come on, what are you doing before you leave?
They send you like their psychiatry bill for the next 10
Tape
years.
Keeping my mouth shut.
I'd be pulling shit like that.
That's really great, man.
All right, so what do we got on tap?
Basically, like I said, we got a bunch of fucking news. What's up, Stitz?
Never mind. I thought I heard the door knock for some reason. Oh, there we go.
It's unlocked, so Jay should come in.
Yeah. Then the green room can hear us.
Is the door knocking? Or?
Is the door knocking?
Is the door knocking?
Is someone knocking on the door?
That may be, but I don't think so.
Dyslexic moment.
I was the only child at Halloween that said trick or trout. That's a Don here, boy. Better give him some fish.
You fucking slammed out that stolen bit so fast I
couldn't
even
understand
it. I know.
Do you know how many times I've seen that?
You and I both
bit?
Just reeled in disgust. I just want to throw that out.
I've seen that Robin Williams bit. Was that live at the Met? I must have seen that special about a half dozen times.
Jesus Christ, that's like three swimming pools full of sweat.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, basically we got news. You want to kick off news since our show's kind of a lot of order today?
Yeah. Well,
why don't you kick out some of
why not? Let's
go
ahead.
Well, since we've got news, I think probably the best thing to start with is
get you some background music if necessary.
Rather than kicking right to sports, and might I say, I'm
quite pleased with the Dodgers this week. Actually, I'd like to kick in something that I know you guys and all of us have had a lot of conversations about.
Okay.
That would be the controversial KU Kansas University professor. The one who had that special class. Let me see if I can find the name of that thing.
Intelligent Design.
Yeah, well, no. The exact name of the class is...
Was this the guy pro
special
or
Special Topics in Religion, Intelligent Design, Creationism, and Other Religious Mythologies. Let's see.
Now, for anybody who's listening to the show, about a month ago now, we had a telemarketing call. Of all things, a fucking telemarketing call come in and ask us about Intelligent Design during the show. Fucking timing there.
Well, the professor, his name is Paul Marecki. Paul Marecki, and he decided, hey, I'm going to make this class. So big news went out about this class that it was going to be at Kansas University. Can I get an amen, brother? Can I get an amen? Demon down. Demon down. Science.
It's like tire the fucking mouth. You throw him off by music.
That's great.
Keep going.
So anyway, he decided he was going to create this class to combat the Kansas State Board of Education's decision to have to include intelligent design in the curriculum.
Right.
So
right.
He decided to create this class. Well, then some bad shit ensued. Well, apparently he sent an email. Let's see here.
Always how it starts.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. A recent email from Marecki to members of student organizations referred to religious conservatives as fundies and said a course describing intelligent design as mythology would be a nice slap in their big fat face. He later apologized for those. Later, other emails by him surfaced and were deemed repugnant and vile by Chancellor Robert Hemingway and... for their views towards Catholics and Christians. So, this guy got a shitload of bad publicity. So what do you think happens when a person kind of goes off on a tangent like that?
Or goes against what? Basically the Midwestern fucking mindset.
In Kentucky. Yeah, not even the Midwest.
Oh, not even Midwest.
He's
Kentucky.
In Kentucky.
Oh, I thought this guy was in Kansas.
No, he's in Kentucky.
That's so like the second notch on the Bible Belt.
Yeah. So what do you think happens to him?
Shit
gets
beat out
lynched.
Of him.
That's right. The shit gets kicked out of him. A couple of nights ago, let's see here, he wound up in the hospital. A week after canceling a controversial course on intelligent design and creationism, University of Kansas professor Paul Marecki was hospitalized Monday after an incident in which Marecki said two men beat him with a metal object. The incident occurred around 6:40 a.m. Monday in rural Douglas County, south of Lawrence campus where Marecki works. He was treated and released, said Lieutenant Kerry Wimpy of the Douglas County Sheriff's office. So anyway, so this guy gets the shit kicked out of him, and let's see here.
His name was Wimpy.
No, Wimpy is...
I'll gladly pay you tomorrow for a hamburger today.
Exactly.
Wimpy was the sheriff.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
It was kind of nice. He said he later said that he didn't know who these men were, but they obviously knew him, and they beat the shit out of him. Now, here's where it gets really kind of interesting, because he's kind of... disappeared for now after canceling the course.
Very Salman Rushdie.
Yeah, I was just going to say very Salman Rushdie.
So
Satanic versus
mythology.
So all this is going on. He's kind of slipped away, wanting to get out of the limelight of this. And, of course, the right wing says, hey, kick him when he's down. That's the best time to get him. All the right wing blogs and the right wing sites and Fox News are now questioning if any of this ever happened.
Fox News?
Yeah. Fox News.
Oh, yeah. They're questioning if this ever happened, and they're going after the guy. Hey, so now, when you can't attack the issue, attack the person talking about it.
So do you think he's lying?
No, I don't think he's lying. I think...
Yeah, but you're a lefty.
Well, no, I mean...
Proudly? Yeah.
You're fairly conservative, okay. I think, at some respect.
He went to the hospital.
Who are you?
What are you
he
guys went to the... I got to admit, though, Fox News, I mean, just on one or two points, even if you are conservative, I mean, you watch it, and, like, on two or three points, and they go so far out of any form of logic.
And I will say this. Fox News, CNN, all those major news, they're no longer news. If you notice, they've changed them from newscasters to commentators.
Yes.
All of them are commentators.
Everything is entertainment.
So you're conservative to a degree. Do you believe it? Do you think he got jumped?
Do I think he got jumped?
By Bible thumpers.
You know, it is a very good possibility.
I mean, they are investigating.
People don't go to the hospital unless they get jumped.
Well, he could have just gotten the shit kicked out of him at the bar for running.
Well, hold on. Did you ever see Dr. Detroit, where Howard Hessman convinces the black guy to beat him up so he can pretend he got jumped by someone else?
I want you to hit
him. Yeah, you know, I remember that. But I also remember that stupid metal hand, but that's another story altogether.
Yeah. I got that on DVD.
Oh, Jesus.
I have Dr. Detroit on DVD.
I wouldn't be surprised if he did get the shit kicked out of him. Look at the situation.
Either.
He's in Kentucky. He's a very public figure. He's spoken.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, at the local news level, the guy was everywhere. So it wouldn't surprise me. And what even is less shocking is the fact that now that he's decided that he doesn't want to be in the limelight, rather than attack the issue, the right wing is going after the people who are delivering the message.
I have no doubt this guy would probably get beaten up, too. I seriously don't think that this guy would be, you know, fake in it right Freepers. There. Doesn't really kind of match up with it.
All right, I'm looking at the clock. Claude, you got some break music. We already need to go to our first break.
Yeah, okay, I got some break music.
You got some break music?
It's not very good, but all right, here we go.
Here's some Sheena Easton.
What?
Paula Abdul.
No.
Wait, I'm hitting the wrong mic.
Yeah, wrong one. Good call. Spankwagon, we will be back.
Yeah. I got my 12-sided die, and I'm ready to roll with the wizard and my goblin crew. My friends are coming over to my mom's basement, bringing Funyuns and the Mountain Dew. I got a big broadsword made out of cardboard, and that stereo's a pumping Zeppelin. It's that time of the night, we turn on the black light, let the Dungeons and the Dragons begin. It's D&D, fighting with the legends of yore. It's D&D, never kissed a lady before.
Nope.
I did it.
Come on, gonna bring the thunder?
Bring the fucking
thunder. Come on, bring the thunder, come on, let's go.
Oh, that's nice. Why don't you bring some thunder, motherfucker?
Bring some thunder.
Now the Lord of the Rings, the dark crystal of things, we use these as a reference to. And when we put on our cloaks and tell warlock jokes, we're the coolest kids at the school!
No, we're not.
I know.
Now Tyke's a real bastard, but a fair dungeon master. He's got hit points and charisma to lend. And I rehearse in my room, or what I call the dragon's tomb, when I'm not out with my girlfriend. It's D&D!
I'm sorry. Give me 1 second.
What?
Dude, come on. Seriously.
What?
You got a fucking girlfriend?
Dungeon master.
It's kind of a dick thing to say.
It's D&D. Summoning the demons of hell. It's D&D. When our ship ends at the Taco Bell Gordita!
Chalupa!
Well, my medieval brother, there's room here for another. Would you care to take a roll of the die?
You guys make me weak. You think that you can keep up with a warrior as mighty as I? See, you're in mortal danger. I'm a first-class ranger who's half gargoyle and half elf. And if that doesn't scare you, maybe I should be wary of what lurks within my gaming shell. Next to my junior high annual lies my monster manual and my customized dungeon master screen. I've got treasures and traps on my graphical maps next to my 3-inch solid pewter figurines. So if you think you got the balls, bring on your Dungeon Master calls. I'll be protected by my robe of destruction. And I will leave you both in tears, cause I'm the Dungeon Master here. And you too are in need of some instruction.
It's D&D. Warriors who can terrify. It's D&D.
Someplace to host your website, or maybe you already have a host and are looking for a better deal, then check out AnywhereHost.com. AnywhereHost.com offers 24/7 live technical support, a 99.99% network availability guarantee, and with packages starting as low as under $10 a month, you can see why hundreds are making the move to AnywhereHost.com. Visit the website for all the hosted packages available at AnywhereHost.com or call toll-free at 1-888-863-4383. That's 1-888-863-4383.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back
like vertebrae.
You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
This is Spank Wagon.
Okay, still with this, of course. Your three.
I
humble...
love that. I can scream, and it's like I'm slapping Murphy from a distance.
Ah!
Like,
yeah.
I got to keep them up loud because I don't want to hear anything outside. I like being in my little, don't you even, I will break that wrist to match your fucking foot.
Yeah, you're a cripple. We're going to be moving
I was going to turn his volume all the way up. Just make there his ears bleed.
All right, so here's what's going on. We're still, we still have a guest coming in a little later for the third half of the show. They're actually going to be here in about 20 minutes.
The Dr. Phil of copulation.
Yeah, it's the self-proclaimed Dr. Phil of copulation. We have Shitty Mitty coming up, Mad Props in a little bit coming up. And we have, with Shitty Mitty, of course, we have the troll here with us if the troll wants to play.
I'll play.
All right.
Oh, goody.
Because, you know, the troll tried to troll in our chat room and, well, just like
troll.
Our...
What did I say?
Just like our prank callers.
No,
have
no,
you noticed
what,
we
what
cannot
I,
be trolled?
Anyhow. You got to fill me in. What did I say? What did
we
I troll?
We don't care. That's how much it mattered to us. All right.
I don't remember trolling. That's why I'm asking.
Say what?
I don't remember trolling. That's
yeah,
why I'm
you were...
He prides himself.
No, I'm serious.
what do you call it?
I don't recall saying anything insulting or anything to pull out an argument. I'm dead serious.
Okay,
yeah.
So anyway, moving on.
Okay, well, moving on. Smack, what do you got for us?
We have a present. I have a present for the listening audience and for the guys in the studio. I'll show the guys in the studio in a little bit because, unfortunately, my camera battery is dead. But I happen to have what I think might be the first recorded version of, or, well, pictured version of Spankwagon Tit Flash.
Really?
I have a friend. Let's see if I can get any kind of power out of this thing.
Yeah, now you have it on the camera. You're going to put it on the website.
I am going to put it on the website.
Flash is a very important part of ratings, by the way.
You got a USB connection on that?
Here, let me see if I can get a decent... It
probably has that weird interface.
You know what?
That,
there's not even... No, I have a USB connection, but I don't think there's going to be enough juice on this to even get... Here you go.
Claude. Take a look at it, Claude. So what we're doing...
Now,
don't say anything about it.
Don't say what it is,
but it's a contest for all of our fans.
Does it say Stank or Spank?
It says Spankwagon.
It says Spankwagon.
It says Spankwagon.
Who is this?
We can't... No. Here's the deal. I have got a couple of pictures of a new listener who asked me to write Spankwagon across her stomach and chest and take pictures of her wonderful... unbelievably augmented tits.
I'm glad he's sitting opposite of the table to me. I don't have to get like fucking accidentally pegged when he swings his chair
around.
Dude,
is that an Adam's apple?
No, that is not an Adam's apple. Give
no,
me that.
That's not an Adam's apple.
Give me
God,
that.
God, I hope not.
So anyway, so here's the deal. We've got this picture, and actually I've got several pictures. Oh, yeah, there goes the battery. It just died.
Okay,
several pictures. Sorry, tit. Tit got no tit. I've got several pictures of her that we're going to place up on the website. The contest is you have to guess how old she is.
Pure and simple.
Pure and simple. Now, the photograph is from the neck to the stomach. It is her tits, and you can see her G-string. You just have to guess how old she is. That's the simple thing. To the winner goes a prize of absolutely zero value, but we will have the picture. I will have it nice and printed, and I will have it autographed by her, and we will send it to you.
I'm going to have to refrain because I have a feeling I'll be slapped for being pretty cold.
Yes. Again... No ill will, nothing. Try not to insult because this is a new user. It's a new listener who loves the show.
And this will be up on the site, actually. And we still have yet to really work out a working title for it, but it will be on the site this evening late.
Yes.
So the best thing to do is check tomorrow morning to spankwagon.net and basically, you know, try to figure out, you know, age the boobs, basically.
Exactly.
Guess the age of the boobs.
Guess those boobs. That's the best way to put it.
Yeah, it's basically a carny game with boobs instead of, you know,
chickens or something.
There you go.
Yeah.
And again, the winner gets in
chickens. What the fuck, Carney? You go. I thought Flying J went to some weird carnies. Anyhow, so that's going to be on the site late tonight, or early tomorrow morning. Probably safe bet to say early tomorrow
morning.
Probably tomorrow morning.
Get some fappability for the listeners.
Yes. Yeah. And that's it, boys. We want to make sure.
It is a nude person, by the way.
She is. Yes. She tits are out in the wild. I gotta love them, boys. If there is anyone out there in your life who would like to share her breast kits with the Spankwagon Radio, feel free to write some nice Spankwagon messages across her tits, maybe her ass.
Has to be real, because I can't stand people who like take a photo.
Yeah, don't just take a photo and
Photoshop
it.
Because we won't show that.
You know what? Let's open it up to you guys. Let's see if we can get some and no man
titties.
Like
like a dynamic
no
image now.
Man titties.
Yeah, really.
Man titties will deal
man
with expulsion. Yeah.
Man titties will result in your public or private information being made public. So yeah, get them in. Get them to what's the email address again?
Well, actually.
I
was just doing your sound effect for you.
Give it to me again. Spankwagonmail@cox.net.
Get those pictures in, and we will get them up in a little gallery, and maybe we can even make a little contest out of it. Maybe
have fun with it.
Have
some fun with it.
But, I mean, there's one thing this show needs, and it's the lowest common denominator, and I bring the tits.
Instead of the word cock.
Look,
Yes, the show certainly evolved.
Do you guys remember about three or four shows back in the chat room, the conversation started to go to web domains for some reasons, and I mentioned christiansforporn.com.
Yes.
That domain is actually available.
And you're going to take
it. I considered registering it. I'm going to stay with just my already existing domain, mainly because I'm actually afraid of the hate mail I will get.
Fuck the hate mail. You put fake information in, and you go through like.
No, they're making it illegal to be able to put fake information in.
Actually, there's something from VeriSign which is really nice called hidden name.
Yeah.
Okay. It's sort of like having your name not listed in a phone book. You now have to pay extra.
It's like $2 a year, I believe.
Look, I'll pay $2 a year if I can have Christians for porn.
There you go. Great. You have something. Of course, yeah. Someone in our chat room is going to beat you out on that.
Exactly. It'd be pretty good. You know, you can set up email addresses.
Well, you can do .org, .com, .net. Yeah. They're all available. Right,
I wouldn't
now.
Be surprised if Christians for Porn now pops into the chat room.
Yeah, really. All right. So what you're listening to?
Spank Wagon Radio.
And I think we're. I don't know if I'm ready to do shitty MIDI or anything.
Well, I am.
Let's do some.
Why don't I load up? Get our other shitty MIDI co-hosts going, and we'll go from there. So hold on a minute. Let me just turn on their microphones.
I thought I
well,
smelled
it's daytime again, isn't it, Tom? It sure is, Gunder. Welcome, everyone, to Shitty MIDI. I'm Tom Rectum, and at my side as usual is Gunder, Das Wunderkid. King of the Berlin Discos, Prince of the Glowsticks, and, well, a flaming queen.
This week, I have 10 special beats for Trencher. I lie in my bed all morning wondering what Trencher would like.
I'll bet you did, Gunter. Tell me, in this little fantasy, which one of you was wearing the sheep costume?
It was Etzig Lena.
Alrighty then. So, this week's selection is... Claude, I hope you can translate what this pillow biter has written here. I'm illiterate in faggoties.
Ach, Tom, you silly. Zart ist not French.
And with that, Claude, hit play, before Gunter tries to invade the next studio.
All right, you gonna hit play?
It's going. It's an intro. Cool.
Oh, this is bad.
It certainly is shitty.
This is a shitty MIDI.
Ooh, it sounds like something from Final Fantasy.
No, it's not.
You just saved the princess.
What up? That's a MIDI all right. Now,
that's
here's
MIDI.
How you play. All you have to do is give us a call, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257. Give us a call if you know what this song is. You will win the jack shit prize or award, depending on its relative worth to you.
Yeah, I got like porn and stuff you can win.
I have a
porn DVD I'm actually going to donate.
Here we go. Okay. Boys, we have
you
a prize.
You
got
to mail it because I can't fucking remember
we
to mail
have a
anything.
Prize.
Or ever not.
Pick up the phone.
So you have to give us a call. Let's, Claude, play the MIDI over from the beginning.
Dial.
Now this works too.
Okay, let's go ahead. We'll do it from the beginning just
do it
for
the beginning.
Benefit. Just showing it's a real MIDI.
Like a 3-year-old at a keyboard.
I know the song, and the timing is all off.
This is shitty MIDI.
I have no clue. No clue.
Look, if someone doesn't get on the goddamn phone, I don't know if I'm gonna even put those tit pictures up. I want to see that thing blink, goddammit.
I have no clue what the hell this is.
I know what it is, but I'm not saying.
Okay, so we need someone to call 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257. If you're local Vegas, 383-8120.
You will not have to pay shipping and handling either.
No, I'll make sure the prize gets mailed out.
Is this the one I'm thinking it is?
I don't know. I'm psychic.
the one that even you consider too vulgar?
No.
The sideburns don't give him ESP. It's
well, we don't have a call. We don't even have a guess yet.
Come on, guys. If I know this, somebody else has to fucking know this.
Okay, Reverend is saying, yeah, it's so off rhythm, it's kind of difficult. No one in the chat room is even guessing it.
Call.
That's why you
call
guess.
Call and guess.
Call and guess.
Actually, this is not an obscure song at all.
No, this is not. This is absolutely not.
It is a great song.
I have the CD in my car somewhere. Call people. Yeah, I think I do.
That sounds pretty faggoty, man.
1-866-587-6257. That's 1-866-587-6257. Give us a call. That's the live studio line. Give us your guess.
You know what? We'll do it this. For every person that calls and gets it wrong, we'll give a hint. That way, the next person may have an actual shot at winning the prize.
Prize or award, depending on its relative worth to you.
Yes, I've won three porn prizes.
Actually, due to porn inflation, due to the internet, this may not be a valuable prize. So.
Trust me, it is.
I'm going to hit him.
Trust me, it is.
It's porn.
Okay,
it's free porn.
Anybody have a call? Even if it's wrong, if you call and guess wrong.
Did it blink? Oh. Seriously, at this point, I think a wrong call would even get the goddamn
porn. The wrong call would win.
Look, the next person who calls and has an answer will win the porn.
I have two porn books.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's great. Oh, my gosh. Okay, one of these. Can I tell what this is?
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
Okay, so prize number one for tonight is Dirty Movies, an illustrated history to the stag film from 1950 to 1970. It is a hardbound book. And this is the sort of thing that any gentleman would love to have. This is great. It's got everything from dirty cartoons.
Okay, guys, pictures. We're getting a request for no talking.
Oh. Guys, it is a popular song.
I started understanding what it was. Hopefully, we gave everybody a little bit of a hit.
Play it from the beginning again.
Play it from the beginning.
Seriously,
one
though?
More time. Come on.
Once you know what this is, you're going to, like, kick yourself.
This is a theme for teenage angst throughout the 90s. Come on, guys.
Or angst from, one particular day. It happened on a Sunday. So come on. If you're from Boston, you should at least know.
Exactly.
Hell, you're Catholic. You should know.
Just play the damn song.
I swear to God, we should just shut the phone off.
It's not off the hook, is it?
No!
This has ringtone potential.
Yeah, it does.
Come on, guys, we're not kidding. The next person to call and make a guess wins some porn. If you bastards don't call for this, I'm going to start smacking people.
Is the audience too introverted to want porn?
I think they're just too scared to have their voices
go out.
I
think they're very scared. All right, well, no guesses.
Should we give our first hint?
Let's give a hint.
Okay. This actually talks about a specific date in Irish history, specifically, I believe, 1972. This also references the same song that Sunday, Bloody Sunday by U2 sings about, but it is not a U2 song, but they are an Irish band. God, if you can't guess at that.
I'm telling you guys, just call and make a
guess.
They
are not an Irish band.
Yeah. They are.
They are.
They are an Irish band. They are.
Okay, so the number to call in, and we really, really mean this, 1-866-587-6257.
Honey, if you're listening, call in and make a guess. I'll bring you the porn home. Christ.
And this isn't as difficult as it looks. Now, B&M has a guess, but he's...
I want the song.
Guesses from the chat room don't count.
Well, he's overseas. He can't call in.
Well...
Thank you.
God, we should just leave this running the rest of the show until somebody picks up the goddamn phone.
Caller, do you have a guess?
Yeah, but I think it's going to be very, very, very wrong. But I'm going to try
yes,
anyway.
A guess wins.
You get porn.
Is it Zombie by the Cranberries?
Oh, my God!
Yes! Oh, my God!
Congratulations,
thank you.
You are correct.
When you mentioned
the date in Irish history, it's like, I had to go back and think, which doesn't help because I've got vodka in me at the moment. I had to think about it, like, what the hell, I'll give it a try.
So, caller, stay on the line.
Wait, I want to know, who is this? Is this one of the listening audience, or who do we have here?
It's the Reverend.
It's Reverend Hammer.
He's
Reverend
not getting Hammer. Any porn.
What?
He's not old enough for porn.
Oh.
We can't really go.
Like, I really need it. I mean, God's sakes, I have the internet.
No. See, this is porn literature. This is different.
This is great. You actually have one.
This is intelligent.
Let's see, are we getting him both, or are we going to give him one?
Let's give him one,
and we'll give the other
one.
Let's give him one, and we'll give him this one, and then we'll give the other one to the later on.
So what you're getting,
Rev, you have won the Illustrated History of the Stag Film, Dirty Movies from 1915 to 1970. It actually is a pretty cool book. Stitz and I were both looking through it. It's a hardcover book,
the pages aren't sticky, right?
No, they're not sticky.
No.
It does have a really cool, interesting visual history. Oh my God.
Why? Okay, Claude.
This is actually hardcore pornography.
Yeah, hey, Rev.
And there's even some bestiality in it.
Rev?
Ooh,
are you still at the same address?
The
3413. No, you're not supposed to tell. Just say yes or no.
Well, I don't.
Okay,
you're supposed to send.
Is that that address?
Hmm?
Is that the same address?
How about you email your address in?
Yeah, I will, because the last address I gave you when you were supposed to send me some fucking clicker linkers, you never sent them, you asshole.
Hey, look, if you would have called in and reminded these guys every once in a while, maybe you would have got it.
All right, so hey, Rev, we'll go ahead, email the address, spankwagonmail@cox.net, and we'll go ahead and we will get the stuff mailed out to you. Thank you for playing, and thank you, Kurt, for calling in.
Thank you.
Hey, can I ask Smack one question?
Absolutely.
Yes, right here. What's up,
dude? I've been wondering about this for a while now. Your other testicles should have dropped by now. What's that?
Yes, your other testicles should have dropped by now. Seek professional help.
Ha, 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 funny.
What do you want to know, Murph?
I was just wanting to know, do you have stairs in your house?
Do I have stairs in my house?
Please go stand by your stairs.
Oh, boy. No, I don't.
Okay, never mind then.
Hey, Rev, is your refrigerator running?
No, I'm not going to go catch it, all right?
Oh, hey, Rev, one more thing?
Yeah.
You win the Jack Shit Prize! All right, so Reverend Hammer wins it. We will mail that out to him.
Yes, we absolutely will.
I love this. I love that we actually got someone to call, and it had to be Rev. Rev, I know I give you a rash of shit, but congratulations, bro.
We'll get that. We will definitely get all the prizes mailed out to you this time. I mean it. This is the song.
Stairs in my house. Yeah. I hope you get prostate cancer.
And with this, we're going to take you out to break with the Cranberries. Zombie. Good job, Rev.
Zombie.
Zombie.
We'll
be back.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh, hi.
Me.
Looking for someplace to host your website? Or maybe you already have a host and are looking for a better deal? Then check out AnywhereHost.com. AnywhereHost.com offers 24/7 live technical support, a 99.99% network availability guarantee, and with packages starting as low as under $10 a month, you can see why hundreds are making the move to AnywhereHost.com. Visit the website for all the hosting packages available at AnywhereHost.com or call toll-free at 1-888-863-4383. That's 1-888-863-4383.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back
with a guest.
Ah, you sound good on that mic.
Yeah,
I do sound good.
You sound really
great.
Good.
That sounds
perfect.
Great. Guys, you got it. Hello, you finally set that mic up.
That mic has never worked that well.
You guys should see the Stitz is in the back of the studio. He's chilling in a chair with a boom mic in front of him, and he's never looked more relaxed. He just looks like he needs a smoking jacket and a glass of scotch.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
So I'm not arguing. Exactly.
Of course.
Okay, so we're back right now.
It's like, no, I don't drink.
Yeah, never.
Actually, that was me that doesn't drink.
Oh, yeah, you don't drink. What's this?
Drink it. Fuck.
I actually found out that tequila is my alcohol of choice. Mm. I don't get drunk off of that. Well, if I do, I don't get a hangover.
That
takes a lot.
Interesting. All right. Smack, you have a guest.
Yes, we have a guest. We have a guest tonight. As we promised you little perverts earlier, we have Mistress Jessica, the self-professed, self-proclaimed sexpert in the studio.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Is her mic on?
Yeah, now it is.
Is it?
There we go. Okay.
That was my fault.
As we usually say, get right on top of it like it's a cock.
Oh, that's always a nice way to...
You want to, if you turn this, you can lower it.
Kind of adjust it. Here, let's okay, let you guys fumble with the mic.
Technical difficulties.
Typical difficulties. It's not technical, it's typical.
Pontifical difficulties.
There we go. It's Pope.
Is this
better?
Look out for the white smoke. It's pontifical difficulties.
Speak right in the center of it.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay, hop on one foot, and you have to tap your head and rub your stomach at the same time to get the mic to work.
God, this is harder than getting into college. Jesus Christ. Come on.
Yeah, there's actually, we also have to have you pay a $50 exit fee.
Yeah.
Right. To get out of the studio.
I think we need some theme music for this.
Theme music.
Just checking the person.
To become aware of my own sensuality, I first become fully aware of my own tactile sense. In dim light, I close my eyes and remove my clothes.
Just remove her clothes to get into that?
All right, so here's how it works, folks. Everybody listening at home, you guys in a little bit can call in, ask any question you can imagine about...
About sex, about women, about pleasuring women, about pleasuring men, Reverend. You can call and ask any question you want because we have a sexpert in the studio. Sure.
And you are self-proclaimed.
Yes.
Now, what qualifications do you have that have brought you to this?
One, I'm female. Therefore, I know how to take care of a female. Chances are, if she's not shaking, you're doing something wrong.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Secondly, I know how to take care of a guy.
Because you're a guy. No.
Christ.
That's right. No.
Twist of the year.
Well, no.
Spake wig about you. Buy a night shumalong.
If you don't have the boy quivering, you're doing something wrong.
Okay.
So, okay. Now comes the creepy question part.
Okay.
When did you lose your virginity?
I was 15.
15. Was it an uncle breathing down your neck or...
No, it was actually my best friend's boyfriend.
That's great. You paint such a lovely picture for me.
You know, we're trying to get like questions and answers. You're like, so did they peg you?
What do you mean? That's hot. Okay, so... Okay, so you lost your virginity at 15 and...
From there, I just... Because I started out, like, when it started happening, like, between the guy and I, was completely naive. Like, nothing. No kissing, no anything before him. And then from there, I was like, okay, well, I've already done that, so let's do everything else.
Okay.
Nice. Nice.
So, in other words,
just get it out of the way.
You go up the steps.
Hi, how you doing? Can I have some penis? Thank you.
Jump to the top of the stairs and then roll back down.
Roll that down. There you go.
All right. So... That's
she made love like a man, no foreplay.
You know what? You know what? My friend Ray gave me this one. I love this. You know what a slut is?
I was married to one, but...
A ooh. Slut?
I thought that was a bitch.
Ooh. Nah, that's it.
Okay.
A slut is a girl with the same sexual morals as a man.
God, I love sluts. All right,
I can go
so,
for that.
That should be on a motivational post.
Motivational or T-shirt, you know.
Yes.
Exactly. All right, so let's break out some questions.
So, Claude, you got any
Claude,
questions?
You've got something.
You've got questions. Okay. You've always had questions.
We were, yes, very curious about this. One of the things that we have a self-proclaimed sexpert co-worker as well.
More
actually,
cunnilingus
a male.
Expert.
Cunnilingus, supposedly.
Cunnilingus,
expert.
Yes. He has various interesting tales of being not only being molested, but when he used to molest and rape patients when he was in a mental institution in the 60s.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yes. This is a sick bastard.
Yes, bugger of
I'm, car. I'm afraid if we actually put his name on air that I'll have a lawsuit, so we'll just avoid that.
But anyhow, he recommends that the best thing for a man to do to please a woman is, aside from warming her up right there and perhaps a little suction on the clitoris, mm-hmm. is to usually go about 3 to 4 inches in to hit the G-spot and actually hum and blow like a trumpet.
You know what? I don't think that's a good idea.
Really?
That just sounds like it would probably be really painful for the woman, doesn't it?
Well, no. The thing is, you blow air in, it's got to come back out. How do you think queefing happens? Come on.
I think that might actually be the first time someone said queef on the air and it wasn't me.
That's right. So there's a warning. I could like get splashed back in my eye.
Wear protective equipment. Eyes and a mask.
Just have the, you know, whole...
Wear welder's outfit.
Okay, so if that isn't an effective way, what would be a very effective way of pleasing a woman orally?
First off, know the girl. No one is the same, straight up. Some girls, they get stronger orgasms off their clit. Other ones, you go in for the G-spot. If you want a girl that is more of a clit girl, just focus in on it. Just use your tongue and just kind of push with it. On the clit.
Just okay. Well, this is radio, and they didn't get the visual we just did.
But, I guess this kind of tongue motion. Now,
to push in forward on it.
You want to push in with it. Just don't have like the little doggy tongue going. Just
right.
Make it your tongue harder and just focus on the clit.
Interesting. Now, what about a G-spot?
I think that's what men try to do anyway. But
chances are you're missing.
Bullshit. You fucking spelled your name on Michelle.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And she didn't even know that till the first
time.
No,
she didn't. No.
Christ.
That's awesome.
Actually, it was right.
Gotta
there.
Leave my mark, you know.
We joked about that. His wife didn't realize what he was doing until he confessed to it in front of me, and her too.
Wonderful.
But anyhow, please continue. Please continue.
If a girl's more of a G-spot girl, chances are, unless you're Gene Simmons, you're not gonna be able to hit it as hard. But you can just go in with it. Mm-hmm. Go in with it and just kind of
now is
massage.
There? I'm sorry. Is there a tactile difference in the feel of the G-spot versus the rest of the canal there?
Yeah. Well, the feeling around it on the
when you're in,
it be like
is it
harder?
It spongier or is it harder? Is it
softer?
Does it have fur? Does it have teeth?
You're gonna know when you hit the G-spot by how she's acting. Okay.
How so? Now, because this kind of brings us to the next question right there. Let's say you're hooking up for the first time, and you don't know this person. You've not had a chance to communicate. Perhaps you're inebriated, so you can't communicate very well.
Perhaps she's tied up
and gagged. Yes, exactly.
In the back of a
van. Is there any kind of probing test? Yes, that's great. You have a Ford Econoline with no window, don't you? Would there be a test you could do to kind of probe around and find out which kind of girl she is?
Well, you mean if she is gagged, she's not making any noise whatsoever?
No. We're if what's
the correct
best way,
answer to this is who cares?
What? What's the best way to tell if she's more of a G-spot girl or a clit girl?
Besides asking, what do you like? No, I'd say it's more of a
Black and Decker.
One way to tell is if she beginning to arch her back.
Well, okay.
Really?
Okay,
yeah,
so back movements, back arching.
When she's really getting off.
Mm-hmm. Now, what
I'm
if she
not
has,
talking faking.
What if she has multiple sclerosis and her back is always arched?
Oh, okay, come on. Okay.
We'll cut your mic.
So she'll start to actually arch her back. Will she grind into you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If she's trying to get it going still, then you're doing something right.
So what you're saying is for a woman, it actually becomes more instinctual at that point.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
There you go. Now, I have a question, and this is something that I've always debated, and I've debated with people.
Uh-huh.
What part of the breast is more sensitive, the nipple itself or the area around the nipple?
Around it. The nipple will get very sensitive, but if you want a teaser more, go around it. That's just my experience.
Stitz is looking very uncomfortable in the back now. He's got his legs crossed.
He's only one leg good left, you know?
Exactly. No, I had to raise it, actually, just
he's
going to
need a boot in a minute.
I have a book over here. Do you need to hide something?
Yeah, there we go.
There's plenty of toilet paper in the men's room, okay?
I see.
Okay, now how about foreplay? How fast should we travel down south? What's the speed limit?
First off, okay.
Robert is going to be fixated on the vagina for the entire night.
And then you run into herpes, nature's speed bump.
Okay, first off, if she's grabbing your hand and pulling it down there, then it's all good.
Right.
Okay. Go at her pace. If she's saying, okay, you know what, we'll start here and work our way down, then,
okay.
You know, start off at the boobs. That's generally a good place to start off, period.
Okay.
If she'll let you.
I think his question is more along the lines of, you know, how fast is too fast? Because, man, he'd be like, right. Ah, blah, blah, down.
See, the thing is, it just really depends on the situation. Have you ever been there where a girl's just ready to go and you're like, you know what, I'm just not ready?
No.
No,
No, we're guys.
Yeah. We're guys. And you're straight, I think.
He is. actually.
Again, it's radio, you have no visual. She did turn around to check on Stitz.
That's just wrong.
Stitz, we have discovered Stitz likes women. This
Stitz likes
he was
women.
Rather ambiguous for a while, but now, not only does he like women, but we know he likes black women. Oh,
really?
Does he love
That's
the
harsh.
Chocolate? Come on now.
You like harsh black women?
The first
black
woman,
women are beautiful.
The first woman I ever knew Stitz to like was a black lesbian. So
this is true.
That's right. That's right.
Like, wow. Like, it was the strangest thing that she just walked by and was like, wow, that is the hottest woman I've ever seen. But to be honest, though, I've just learned that all pink's good. So
there we go. Finally.
That is the truth.
So Wikipedia, Stitz is straight thing. Make sure you enter that in.
You know what? He should have his own Wikipedia entry. We'll take care of that later.
Yeah.
On. There we go.
Definitely. Someone get a photo of him so we can put it
so,
up.
So, okay. Mr. Trench, do you have any questions?
What kind of questions?
I'm
you
a sound file is more valuable than a picture.
Well, I could go foul or I could go not so foul.
Well,
you know what?
It's not about foul. It's
how
about questions.
How about your relationship? What do you need to like have done for your wife? What do you
better yet, can
her?
We get her to call?
The dishes. No, she's not listening. Actually, my little boy's sick. So,
oh, that's right. That's
you know
right.
That's kind of buzzkill. So no, I actually don't have any questions off
any
the top
questions?
Of my head.
Must be yeah, you.
So how is your relationship? Are you just like pretty boring? You
Ours
know,
is great.
Missionary
Look,
position.
They have a kid. It can't be that boring.
Yeah, they're duck and dodge.
Stitz, what about you back there? You got any questions?
Come on, Stitz.
Come
no,
on, you gotta
we
have
booked,
something.
We booked a sex
no,
expert,
really
and everybody
don't.
Here is a know-it-all?
No, I know it all. It's just mellow.
Just mellow. Okay, that's I have a question. Right. Okay, here's okay. one. I have one. And this
go right
is,
ahead. Go right
this
ahead.
This is one that I'm sure a lot of guys are going to ask. How do you approach the topic of anal sex with a girl?
Okay, first off, you don't approach it by trying to ram at home.
Hold on, I got to take notes. I've been doing this wrong.
No, seriously.
Surprise! You're a puppet.
Ask just about any girl that's happened to her. The guy's just like trying to pop a surprise in, thinking she won't notice the difference.
Okay.
Second off, your intestines aren't straight. Like, well, most guys are. Well, in my experience, guys aren't necessarily like Captain Hook.
Arr-matey.
The colon does curve.
No, I'm talking about their penis.
Ah.
Yeah.
Anatomy 101.
Anatomy 101. Most guys, when they're hard, they're
to the left, to the right,
pointing in one
down.
Direction.
Right. Okay.
If you,
there is an arch.
No, go for it. Go.
Go, please.
Well, no. They seem to think that if you thrust in hard the first time, it's gonna feel that great. No.
Well, it's like ramp. You know,
you
rip off the Band-Aid quick.
Ow.
But approaching it,
How would you? I mean, how would I go to say my wife and say, honey, I'd really like to stick it in your pooper. What is the best way to
don't call it a pooper. First off, just don't call it a pooper.
No,
just say
pooper. What about pipe? Does pipe work?
Ass is generally the best way to go. Go, hon, I just want to stick it in your ass.
Okay, now, so when you approach that, though, should I do that during the heat of the moment, or is that sort of over dinner? Hey, honey, could you pass the salt? And can I stick it right in your ass?
Heat at the moment, but be sure to butter up if she is
butter.
Butter up ahead of time. And when I say butter up, I'm not talking like
pan?
Body butter.
Oh.
I'm talking bring her flowers that day, and then that night just be like, you know, let's try something new.
And here, have this.
So basically, you're going to buy anal through guilt.
That's right.
Why not? That's how they get marriage. That's how they get marriage rings.
All right, really quick, everybody listening, give us a call 1-866-587-6257. If you have any questions, you've always wanted to know, because I know our chat room is full of undersexed anime watching geeks. So
yes.
With that knowledge,
if you have questions about tentacle rape, press 1.
Yeah, really. Exactly. Give us a call. Lines are open. Anyone can call. We're not even going to worry about trying to identify you, because we know some of our regular listeners and we don't care. We just want
call.
The call.
Call and ask.
Now how about this? Well, we're on the topic of actually anal right there.
Uh-huh.
Do you enjoy anal?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Now, was it that way that you discovered that, hey, this is pretty good, or was it something the pleasure kind of...
It came over time.
Came over time.
But at the same time, the first guy that tried it with me tried the hit at home thing.
Sort of was a hit and run.
Yeah, it was a hit and I run.
Punch to the face.
Donkey punch.
More of a, I was like, oh my God, what the hell are you doing? Turn around, smack.
Smack.
Now, do you have a personal preference on brand of lube?
You know what? I like Wet. We were talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
KY. It's a classic.
KY for me always gets sticky. It always gets just tacky, and it's like those. Remember you get that makes smoke from fingertips shit you get at the magic store. Yeah. It always gets like that, and I'm like, what the fuck is
that?
That's
great. That's great.
Smoke's coming
out.
Wow,
that's what I'm thinking too.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, whoa, what are you burning up there?
Hey, friction, baby.
Slow down.
I think I blew a hip.
That's.
Well, they have a. I generally like Wet. I mean, it's another thing about it is I believe it's sugar free, and the thing about sugar is it will actually cause infections with women.
Hmm.
It's, you know, like
That'd be embarrassing to go to the doctor for,
well,
wouldn't it?
Well, no, I haven't had that happen, but a friend of mine actually throws the sex toy parties.
Sure,
and she
was
telling me about that. It's kind of like, you know, you play with food and you get like whipped cream and stuff. You don't want to use actual whipped cream that
sounds
will cause a yeast infection.
I did not know that. I will now learn from that.
No. Is there an alternative to use?
Yeah, they have...
Cool Whip.
I think it's Slumber Parties is the company she works for. It makes a whipped cream for... And it comes in different flavors for specifically for that use.
That's interesting.
So what about Nutrasweet?
There you go.
What about Nutrasweet?
Yeah. If it says Nutrasweet, would you be safe to, like, you know, avoid?
It's probably twofold. Just biologically, it's probably a change in pH. And it's probably that plus the culture, and it's a warm, wet area, that it's just like a biological.
It's Kevin fucking Mr. Wizard
is back here.
I thought he was Timmy.
Jesus Christ, the Wayback Machine. So, oh, wow, okay. Well, okay, now we know. So no actual whipped cream or
Yeah, because now we've done the fruit and whipped cream thing. We've tried
But your
that.
Wife won't do anal.
No, she will not.
Right.
Absolutely will
Apparently
not.
You need to buy her flowers.
You need to buy her flowers.
Buy her flowers
and have them delivered.
Have them delivered.
Oh.
Why is delivery different from bringing them yourself?
That just means that you kind of went the extra mile, and it's kind of not – it says that you were thinking about it ahead of time. But that you weren't just, like, on your way home going, what if I give her these?
You know, to me, having it delivered would seem more impersonal.
You've been planning the butt sex for weeks.
No, but I can really see that, though. I can see the difference.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't want to look manly. I want to look manly, so I'm not going to carry flowers, but I'm delivered. I mean, that's
but you don't want to show up with, like, a bouquet from Albertsons and a stick of butter.
Yeah.
Pound it on home.
Or sugar-free whipped cream.
Yeah, there you go.
My ex, while he was in Iraq, he actually sent me flowers from there. I was like, honey, when you're getting home, oh yeah, come on, whatever. You got me flowers.
Nice.
How about this right here? Now, this is something that a lot of guys do have questions about, myself specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask you something based around me, too. When you go to sum a guy up, what do you look for? Okay. Especially, like, cars.
Cars? Okay, you know what? A car really doesn't matter so much. If it's falling apart, if it's like the Flintstone car and you're just waiting for the sides to fall off, yeah, that's a warning sign, because that just says the guy doesn't take care of his car. And if he's not taking care of his car, how does he take care of other things in his life? That's one thing.
Like your ass, I mean, apparently.
Everything in my life by this rate is just patched and duct taped together.
It's just a matter of...
Except for the
magazines are in your future.
Yeah. Rough sex will be torn pages.
Paper cut.
So out of curiosity, now you're obviously, well, I assume you're in a monogamous relationship, but I'm assuming now.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say, you know, you're not, and let's say you go out and you want to, you know, go out and party with a guy. What do you look for? Specifically,
what do I look for? One, if I see flies swarming around him,
I see
that.
Well, hygiene is
a must.
Bathe, boys, bathe.
Yeah, you get a guy that smells great. Does a lot. That does a lot. Get a guy that smells horrid.
You got issues.
I'm talking everything: breath, cologne.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bathe in the cologne. That's worse than not bathing.
Fair enough. Quick segue real quick. Commercials, Axe and shit like that, the cheap stuff right there. Does that actually do something for women? Or do you actually like purposely like dig the more expensive actual real colognes?
Well, it just depends. My little brother was going crazy with the Axe.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking down the house, I'm like, did someone spray Raid in here?
Nice.
I honestly thought that's what it was. Just, if it smells good, you don't need a
insecticide.
Lot to make it, a little can go a long way.
What else? What about demeanor when it comes to a guy?
Okay, you get a guy that's overly arrogant.
Okay.
That's a major turnoff.
What about ego? Like, people with really large egos.
Is it deserved?
No.
No. Then that's kind of like, you know what? Go have sex with yourself, because it's not happening with me.
Well, we know where you're going. Back to the papers.
Yeah, paper cut.
But
hey, real quick, I want to interrupt. Anybody has any calls? This little thing is not ringing.
Oh, my God, I can't believe they're
not. I know, I can't believe this either. These are the most selfless.
Get on the phone. Reverend, get on the phone. Get on the phone. Put the Pop-Tart down.
These are like some of the most sexless human beings on the planet. No, one
and Rev agrees. Axe did fuck all for him. That's his actual quote. Now we know why.
Rev put on Axe. Men were all over him. 1-866-587-6257. The phone lines are open. Give us a call. Again, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. LVROCKS.
Now the
excellent.
The problem is you guys mentioned pornography or just sexuality in any way. Half your audience right now is right now searching for porn on the internet.
Oh, that's probably just, that's not a visual I want to have.
Here's another question for you, right there,
my listeners.
Fap,
this
fap,
spank
fap,
wagon's
fap,
really
fap,
good. Fap. I like spank wagon. Yay!
Spank. Do you prefer to approach a guy or for a guy to approach you? Has there ever been a guy right there that you saw like, you know, at a party or someplace out, and you're like, you know, I'd really like to talk with him. You know.
I have no problem approaching a guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's never been a guy that, you know, you really liked, but you didn't bother communicating with him, or because he didn't come up to you, that was a turnoff.
See, that's a major problem girls have.
Okay.
Guys are not telepathic. A lot of girls don't understand that concept. If you look at a guy and say, just think in your head, I'd really like to talk to him. I wonder if he'd like to talk to you. He's not going to get that message. You know, cross the room, beep, 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 beep. Yeah, it's not going to happen. But, you know, it's coming to be that more girls are approaching the guys.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a guy I want to talk to, I'll go over to him and say, hey, what's going on?
Now, I'm sorry, kind of to segue to that. How does a guy know that a woman just wants to get in his pants? I mean, what are the signs that a guy should look for that, hey, she'd probably like to put her mouth around my penis?
You mean besides her undoing his belt?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, again, he's talking not necessarily them grabbing the belt and ripping the clothes off.
Because even then, that might be a turnoff to some guys.
And some guys, we don't understand subtlety. I'm sorry, you can drop all the fucking hints you want. We're not going to catch it.
If the girl is repeatedly, like, maybe playfully shoving you or, you know, just touching you, that is a major hint right there. If she has no inclination to have sex with you, she's not going to touch you, period. She's not going to be like, let's have sex. I'm going to be over here. Kind of in my own little bubble. But let's have sex. No, that's...
When you're done with your beer, come on over. I'll be over here.
Yeah. If she's interested, she'll keep the conversation going. She will touch you. You know, she might grab your arm. She might, you know, play with your hair a little bit, you know, if something's out of place, but...
Or sideburns, if that's the case. Yeah.
The curb feelers for the ladies, yes.
She'll just Velcro for the men.
Sideburns.
That's very interesting. Now let's go ahead. Let's get into something a bit more kind of gritty right there. Honest, faithful opinion. It's been a long ongoing debate.
Mm-hmm.
There's things that say for. There's things that say against. Penis size.
See, the thing is, if a guy is huge and he doesn't know how to use it, that's worse than having a small one, because the small ones, they're going to try extra hard to please you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's too small where you're like, okay, stick it in. Oh, you are.
What is that, a tic-tac?
That's just as bad. That's just as bad.
So what would you say is a good, pleasurable size?
Okay, let me interrupt here. This came in just from the chat room, because the minute I said, let's just open this up for the chat room instead of calling, they all fucking started talking.
One assholes, get on the phone.
Toe,
come on.
Who is a complete asshole for not calling, asks about facial hair. I'm assuming the question is, when going down on a woman, what is the preferred level or type of facial hair?
That is a
good
question.
What can you put up with as a female?
Obviously, we figure stubble is a problem.
Stubble is like sandpaper. Oh, my God.
Clean shaven back there's got a shot.
If they keep it... if they take care of it, once it's beyond the stubble prickly phase, mm-hmm. then it's fine. It's fine.
You're don't pull your chin like you're trying to figure out what you have.
Well, that's my flavor saver. Right
oh,
there.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to come up, though. The girl is just kind of one of those Niagara Falls, once she starts going, it's drenched down there kind of girls. You're going to come up with like a milk mustache.
And if she squirts you in the eye, you've got a winner.
Well, you know, we've had squirting porn stars here in studio.
Squirting porn stars are always a win. Oh, yes, always a win.
They've ruined one chair.
Yeah, they've ruined some of the furniture here.
Oh, fuck that. We goddamn ruined that bathroom last week.
Special flavor.
Ever hear of a saran wrap? What the hell's up with that?
Dental dam, yes.
Dental dam. Exactly.
What
else do the boys want to know?
Well, in the chat room here, we had the facial hair. We also had...
Reverend Hammer brings up a good one.
Call in. Hello.
What are the best ways to avoid the Let's Be Friends trap?
Now, is this before or during or after sex?
Well, okay, the Let's Be Friends trap. Chances are, okay, it's just, you know how you meet a girl and it either you want her or you don't.
Right.
Right.
As bad as this sounds, same with a guy. You either want him or you don't. And if you don't and they're still a really cool person, you kind of put them on the back burner and do the Let's Just Be Friends. That way, in case your feelings towards them change, they're still there.
Or more importantly, you need Haagen-Dazs at 4 a.m.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Some asshole's willing to go and get it for you.
Right, someone you can boy toy along.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not necessarily that. Some of my best guy friends are guys that I just didn't want to fuck them. And, or even better yet...
I'd like to isolate that audio right there. Sorry. I just don't want to fuck them.
I just don't want to fuck them.
Either that or they're just really cool guys and... Let's face it, like my track record reads like a serial killer roll call.
Really?
Stitz, you have a shot.
How do you feel about GIMPs?
About GIMPs? Oh.
Short time GIMPs.
Before I go to Honolulu next week, I opted to have surgery 2 months ago on my foot. Well, I still had insurance, and it went much worse than they anticipated, and the surgery went twice as long, and the recovery time's about... twice as long.
They went with the equivalent of hitting him in the foot with a sledgehammer.
That's a great buzzkill. Thank you, by the way.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, I know, really. Yeah, you want to go...
Porn injury!
And for some people, the invalid sex is just another turn.
Well, you've always wanted to see gimp sex.
Not gimp sex. I wanted to see
Mongoloid.
Hold on.
What was that?
He could probably use that. Not in the Ted Bundy kind of way, but...
What the fuck?
Well, yeah, I see what you're saying. So he could say, like, I'm hurt. Please take care of me. And then... trick
girl,
someone
you
in.
Get those girls that
trap
them
with his wheelchair.
Love to take care of.
No, those are the worst kind of girls because they want to take care of you after you're well.
Yeah, that is true. There is that. Yeah. There is that hazard. So.
Yeah.
Where the girl gets all uber attached and it's like, no, it's morning. You're not supposed to talk. You're supposed to collect your things and leave.
We call that the 7 day relationship.
Gotcha.
tell me, just here, both facial hair for appearance and for you, when using face for other purposes.
Face for other purposes.
I guess he wants to use his mustache as a French tickler.
Basically.
But to avoid the friend trap, one, if she is just out of a relationship, you don't want to try to push anything, period, because you're just going to alienate her and she's going to cut you off. So you have no chance whatsoever. So go with the friend thing for a little while.
But make yourself that available.
So in
don't
other words,
make yourself that available, because if you make yourself uber available, she's going to see you as a doormat, and she's going to walk all over you. You're going to be the guy she calls when she doesn't have a date, but she wants to go to movies.
Right, right. Now, let's see if we can get the phone to ring.
Huh.
Just for scientific purposes, how many women do we have in the chat room tonight? Any?
Zero.
Zero. Okay,
zero.
This is going to be really good. For any women
it's
that are out there listening,
it's a sausage fest online.
I'm going to ask a question for you. Could you please describe, and boys, turn off everything, just sit there hooey bluey, and get yourself a Kleenex. Put the Pop-Tart down, asshole. This is not going to be a topping. Could you please describe to us what you would envision be the perfect way to give someone a blowjob?
Perfect way to give someone a blowjob.
Well, in other words, what should guys expect?
Well,
and for the women out there, what should they do?
I personally like to tease a lot. So I'll get the guy to lay down, not sit down, lay down. And, well, I'll just start with a regular blowjob. And then I might crawl up. I have long hair, so I use that a bit. And just, you know, run my hair over and just make it so he can feel how wet I am at the time. And then just start to go back down again and just...
No, I take it this is with the man lying down.
Yes.
Okay. We just need to get the pictures.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now,
she'll draw you
a diagram. Basically, just keep going with that until the guy's just like, just stay down there, goddammit.
Okay, so in other words, you're teasing him, making him just say, ah!
Now, how exactly. How do the balls come into play?
Balls come into play. Right now, I don't have nails, but generally when I do, I just like to lightly go over them and just massage them, basically. That's just, from what I've been told that, and from what I've seen, that's the best way to go about it.
She's a real goer, isn't she?
I try. If I'm going to do
the
something,
extra mile is
do
always
it right.
Important.
Wow. Okay, so now that leads us to the next point. What is the best way to convince your significant other to either A, let you blast all over their tits, over their face, or go for the swallow?
Well, first off...
What the hell are you doing? Turning around?
What?
Like, hold on, honey, turn your head.
No, I mean, so, you know, you'll get girls, don't shoot at my eye, or no, I'm not going to swallow, and it's like, oh my God, get out. Fucking dodge like it's a goddamn bullet in Vietnam. I mean, you don't want to...
Charlie's deep in territory.
No,
Charlie's deep in the territory.
Charlie was everywhere.
I mean...
Charlie's in the bush.
Charlie's in the bush. You don't want to just randomly, you know, oh, hang on just a second, pop it out and aim for the face. How do you approach that subject and tell her that you'd like to paint her eyes? I mean...
Well, first off, not, like, straight in the eye, but that stings. Come on.
Okay, gotta take that down. Not in
it's
the
It's salty. Eye. Come on. Anyways, first off, if you want to respond.
Nothing
swallow.
For Mr. Wizard over
so
there?
Nothing, yeah, nothing on open wounds, guys. I think
yeah,
that's what you just said.
Okay.
Just rub it in.
Ew, open wounds sex.
But, I mean, how's the best way to approach it? What should I say to her? What should I say to her?
Generally, you don't have to say too much.
Just apologize
girl,
later?
No, see, a girl's going to know when
hand
you're about
wet,
ready to come.
Moist towelette.
Okay.
And when she tries to get out of the way, just say, no, sweetie, stay there. First, you'd be surprised how much using little names can get you, how far that can get you with a girl. I'm not talking
use
saying schnookums or something sickly, just something like, okay, you know,
something
you
cute,
guys,
but not like whore.
Cute.
Don't move, whore. Don't move.
She's not saying, don't use, don't.
Don't be like,
don't
cunt,
use,
stay where you are. No,
don't
that's
use,
not going to help.
Freeze.
Whoa, the word.
So just, baby, don't move. Let me.
Exactly.
Wow, that is... And have you ever personally said, I want you to come on my face?
Not like that.
So you don't have to say, you just go,
tune in, boys. So how did you say it?
Just when he's like, I was like, just let me know when you're ready to go. And that generally will set a guy off right there.
Nice. How's the chat room doing?
Chat room is pretty much, I think they're taking notes because they're sure dead in there.
Dead inside. Either they're taking notes or they can't type one-handed.
Well, you can copy and paste with a mouse.
What?
Oh, actually, boy. You don't necessarily need
that.
A
sounds
mouse.
Like from
if
experience.
If you're trying to do a copy everything that's there, just push Control A and I'll do Select All, Control C will copy, and Control V will paste.
So you're
there
a geek too.
She's a geek too.
My actual 9-to-5 is with computers. I do basically information.
We've
technology.
Got a winner.
I'm so, sorry.
So wait, let's take this another step. Then, are you single?
Right now, yeah.
She is single, boys.
Everybody who wants to get information, please call 1-866. 587-6257.
Wow, that is awesome.
If that doesn't light up the phone.
How are we doing on time, Trent?
We're a minute. We got like a minute or two.
Do you want to do some quick mad props?
We'd have to do real quick. Claude, do you even have the music ready?
Yeah, give me a second here.
So since he finds that, Mistress Jessica, we would just like you to thank you for coming on down, and maybe we can get you to come down
another
night.
We appreciate the time.
Oh, Jesus. Give her a heads
up.
Throw
stuff at the guests.
Remember, it's not all of a sudden bang and run.
And don't aim for the face. You have to give
Holy
her some warning.
Crap.
Did you just hit her in the face?
No, hit
almost.
The mic.
It bounced off the mic. All
right. I'm so used to just having regular people over there that I just throw stuff at. Sorry.
Oh, it's fine.
And there's not guests.
Oh, stits.
Not guests, you know.
I gave him one already.
Don't worry. You'll figure this one out. You'll figure this one out. All righty, ladies and gentlemen. Claude, hit the music, please.
I'm in with the out crowd. I'm in with the out crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank every single one of our listeners, even though you're pansy asses who won't call in.
Fucking homos.
We want to say a big thank you to Airwolf.
Mad props.
Why don't we cover them all because we're running out of time. Anorexic Pillow. B&M. Foo Foo. Jazzed Orange. Reverend Hammer. The Juke. Toe and Virtual One,
mad props.
Yeah, we're running out of time. I can't do the regular bit.
Yeah, we just can't do it today. All right, so we want to say
night,
big thank you to our guests for showing up. We appreciate this. Hopefully you'll come back and we'll have more time to go over stuff and
hopefully there won't be such pansies.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, this is actually
hey, wait,
depressing.
Can we see your tits?
Not tonight.
We got a camera.
We got a camera. We got a camera.
I'm sick. Come on, guys.
Okay. All right.
So maybe next time, boys. So glue hooey bluey.
Exactly. Who wants to see sickly tits?
They're all mopey.
I won't be here again.
Tits is tits, right?
Flash the guy with the sideburns. We're all cool.
Yeah. So the week after next will be my final show.
Yep.
And then Smack will permanently fill the co-host position. Yep. Not mine, because
I don't think anybody can
can't fill
balls.
Those shoes.
Guys, aww. Shut up.
Oh, yeah, you.
Gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever!
Spank Wagon Radio!
We want to say a big thank you to a ton of people out there who helped make this show possible. Big thank you to LVRocks.com for letting us play in their studios. Big thank you to Mega Rock Radio for syndication. KC Host with The Juke, one of our listeners, at kchost.net and Real Music Network. Also want to say a big thank you to Spank Wagon Friends, All-Star Felons, winner of the prize today, Reverend Hammer, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, KC Jukebox, Subject to Discussion, VFTP.net. Remember, kids, if we're not live,
we are in the archive.
I've been your host, Trench.
I, of course, am the infallible Claude Balls.
And I'm Murphy.
We will be back next week for more Spank Wagon Radio. Tune in then.
Spank Wagon.